It's now time for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial. Call now with your questions at 923-1450 or 1-888-900-1450 for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial.
And we welcome you to this week's edition of Insurance Smart. Joining us this morning, the one, the only, Kathy Steffes. Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning, everyone. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood with the snow. It's beautiful. My drive was just fabulous.
You sounded a lot like Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, it was very nice. But it's very pristine and very pretty, so you have to enjoy what you're given and work with it. So it's
good point.
Yep.
What are we going to do about it except shovel it?
Right. I hope everyone drives safely out on those country roads.
You were saying you were on some country roads this morning that were just a little bit dicey.
I can tell you I'm very happy I spent $700 on new tires because you needed them for things like that, for hydroplaning, et cetera. So I hope everyone is careful out there driving. So just take your time.
And you've got a very special announcement.
I do. I would like to take this time to wish my wonderful husband, Tony, a very happy 70th birthday, which is tomorrow, actually. But I'm doing a shout out to him. So he's a great guy, and I wish him the very best in the coming years we have together.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Dear Tony.
Notice I'm not singing.
Happy birthday, Tony.
Thank you so much.
Now, before we get going on this week's topic, does a question for you. Does a person have to stay on their Medicare plan for the entire year?
That is a great question because actually now we are in the Medicare Advantage Open Enrollment Period, which is referred to as MAOEP for the acronym. And this applies to beneficiaries who are enrolled in an MA Medicare Advantage plan as of January 1st. Now, these enrollees can use the January 1st to the March 31st Medicare Open Enrollment Period to enroll into another Advantage plan or disenroll from their current plan or return to original Medicare. Now, they can make one change during this time frame, and there also are special elections that will qualify for a plan change. A few examples would be if you move into a new area and you leave your employer or become eligible for some extra help, you would have those special enrollment elections. If the listeners are unsure if they qualify for any of these elections, we would encourage them to give us a call and we can walk you through it because this is something very special that we would like to help people with. It's very confusing. So
in short, people can change their plans until March 31st.
Yes, that's correct. And if they want to make a change, they can go ahead and do this. But if the listeners have questions, we again encourage them to give us a call to help them with this.
What's the number?
The number is...
number in Poughkeepsie is...
I always forget that, Jerry, because I know what it is, but I forget the listeners need to be reminded. I actually have it written on my computer to remind myself to say it. But our phone number here at Gable Insurance is 920-921-7526. We'd be happy to help Larry, Bree, and myself... are very knowledgeable about these areas, so give us a call.
Alrighty. So you chose today for today's topic, I'm turning 65 and want to know what my Medicare options are. Why don't you take a second or two and share with our wonderful listeners how you make Medicare easy to understand, because it isn't.
It is not, and it's most definitely confusing. When you turn 65, you're inundated with lots of junk mail. I received it when I turned 65. I know what that's like, and as we know, after 65, you still get that. But people will talk to their friends about Medicare, and everyone has something different to say. Everybody has some input, but this doesn't mean that the information you're receiving is accurate or appropriate for your situation. Like I said, having turned 65 years ago, or 65 years old a few years ago, I do know firsthand of the mail that we receive. We still get it. It's confusing. And it's all the information by family and friends that come your way it's all one person says one thing, another says another. What do you believe? Well, we encourage you to call an expert and an expert advisor such as myself, Bree, or Larry, because we can help you sort through that.
And what each person says may be perfect for them.
Correct.
But what's perfect for them may not be perfect for you.
There's a lot of things that go into play. The drug formulary that we do to select a plan that's appropriate for you. One plan might be good for that person, but not good for you. So there are a lot of components involved. And it's not just that. It's the conversation of what your lifestyle is and just figuring out where you're at and what you're comfortable with. So we go through each person as an individual, not as a group. So we present both sides of the aisle, the supplement and advantage, which we'll talk about in a little bit.
Yeah, and as we found out, it only takes one drug to make a difference.
It does. I've seen formularies where it'll come up as a tier three or two or three on another plan. I'll look at a different plan. It'll be a tier one. Well, that's money involved. It's going to be more expensive on one plan than the other. So that's why we go through that process, just to make sure that it's appropriate for you. So we are having webinars coming up. We're doing those online. That started when COVID hit. We had to develop a system, and it was our webinars, and they're free, and they've been very successful. People do register. They can register online at gableins.com, or they can call our office again at 920-921-7526.
And the price is right.
The price is free. And zeros work for me all the way.
Yeah.
Not only on the webinars, but with plans as well. So, yeah. So those are every third Tuesday of the month. We talk about the Medicare ABCs, which is Medicare Parts A, B, and D.
So it's not ABC, it's ABD.
They call it the alphabet soup. Well, it gets, see what I mean? I'm already getting my tongue tied with this. It is very confusing. So we talk about when and how to enroll into Medicare. We go through all the different scenarios because, as we say often, and we've said it today at least three times, no one's situation is the same. Everyone is unique. And that's how we approach each appointment. You are a unique person. Your situation is going to be different than your neighbor's. So some of the questions we cover include, are you turning 65? Are you already receiving Social Security? If you are, then you are automatically enrolled into Medicare. If you are turning 65 and you're not collecting Social Security, well, then you need to enroll into Medicare on your own.
And you need to.
You need to, yeah. Yep, you need to do that. You don't have to take both parts A and B, but that's another situation that we'll talk about on another program. But there are different reasons why people will only enroll into A or only roll into both of them. So we'll help them people enroll into Medicare. So if they have any questions, they can call.
And the process itself is not the easiest thing in the world for people?
It is not. It is not.
No, it isn't. I mean, you'd think it's something like that that's so mandatory and age-restrictive that they would make it just a little easier. But
well,
it isn't.
It isn't.
For
and
those
now,
that don't know.
Correct. And now with the offices not seeing people, generally speaking, they'd rather do this over the phone or they want you to go online. Well, again, that makes it very difficult for people to do this on their own because they get on the phone, they don't know what the questions, what the meaning of the questions are, and they don't know the questions to ask either. We do know what to ask, and we do help them with that process. There are times when people just want to come in and enroll with some help online. We take that time to do that. And by the way, you know, people wonder why, you know, they should have an agent, why they should consult with an expert. Well, there are a lot of reasons for that because here we go. You need help with something. We're there to assist you with that. There is a zero cost for this also because people think that, you know, there's going to be a charge. There is not a charge. We help them with that. We are paid a different way through commission, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Not something to be ashamed of because we get paid for our work. And really, to assist people is a pleasure, and that's what we do. We help them enroll online or give them advice as to taking Social Security, not taking Social Security, all those things we go through.
And there are some differences in the plans that are available, which you can explain to people as well.
There are, I'll give you the shortened version. We're actually going to have a show, I think, in another month or so, where we're going to specifically talk about the difference between a supplement and an advantage plan. But for today, we're just going to go over the brief version. There's one Medicare plan called a supplement, which is a fully insured plan. And at age 65, it costs an individual about $2,000 a year. But you have very little out-of-pocket expenses if you get sick or use any of the services. There's another option called Medicare Advantage Plan, which is a pay-as-you-go plan. It's a plan that you pay co-pays for the services that you need and that you use. For instance, if you needed to see a specialist, that cost would be $50. An ER visit would be $90, outpatient surgery $395. But the key is you do have a zero premium cost. So this works totally different than a supplement plan. They're very different animals. So we do take the time to explain this to every client who comes in so that they understand.
And a person's situation would dictate which is going to be the better option for them. So again, you need to have the conversation and know, which people may not know, which would be the better option.
Correct, because everybody's lifestyle is different. Everybody's comfort level, as I refer to anyway, is different. Some people are very comfortable with an Advantage plan. Some people are a little bit nervous and want to just go on to the supplement. Well, for us, it doesn't matter which plan you select. Our role, and we take it very seriously, is to educate the client. Let them make that informed decision so that they are comfortable with that decision that they're making. It's their health care, not mine. I've already made my decision, so I'm good. Mm-hmm. So for me, to help people through that process is very, very important to me.
And just going a little retro here, who helped you make your decision?
Well, it just happened to be the infamous Larry Gable. Actually, a few years ago, I wasn't always a Medicare advisor, insurance advisor. I was on the other side of the table. I knew nothing about this. I went to Larry's seminar. At the time, we were doing face-to-face seminars. I went to it. I was tight-lipped, didn't even want to do this, but because it's scary. And mm-hmm. you don't trust insurance people. Well, that was my thinking. But let me tell you something. Going to this seminar, meeting up with Larry and learning, the lack of trust comes from your lack of knowledge. And when you have someone that is openly explaining everything to you, answering all your questions, you develop a comfort level with that person. So he helped me and then asked me, after many referrals I sent to him, why don't you think about coming on board, Kath? And I thought about it for a month and a half, because it's a very heavy responsibility, and I wasn't sure if I wanted to take that on at my age. Mm-hmm. But I decided to go back to school and let's do this, because I knew the frustration and the complications and anxieties involved. And I thought, if I can help somebody get through this and let them know that I've been through it, I truly do understand your anxieties. For me, that is my reward. So it's not a job to me, Jerry. Mm-hmm. It's an opportunity. I say this all the time.
There you go. Speaking of things being said, when you're talking about those differences in costs, the inimitable Larry always has a great analogy, which actually proves to be helpful in understanding the differences.
He does, and I'm giggling over here, because this is Larry's thing, and it is so funny to watch him say it, because he gets very energized and excited when he says it. But I'll go through it, and I'll try to do the best I can.
All right, we need an excitement level here.
I'm trying. I haven't had enough coffee, but I'll give it a go. Okay, so you go to dinner, and you're at the bar with your wife and maybe a few friends, and everyone's getting hungry, and the wait staff is called over. Hey, you guys ready to have your order? Orders taken. Yep, we're ready. Okay, your people are ready and they know what they want to order, but you're sitting there with no clue. Like, I don't really know what I want to get. So they're giving you the look and it's your turn to order. And you know the look I'm talking about. So you decide to order everything on the menu. It's a crazy idea, but what are you going to do? You can't decide. So the wait staff then brings you to your table, brings your orders in, and there's a special table set up just for you because you ordered everything on the menu. You take a look at that table of all the food. There's chicken, ham, there's steaks, there's fish, there's all the stuff. You decide, I'm only going to eat the salmon. That's all I'm going to eat because I can't eat all that food. But you still have to pay for it, don't you? So would you ever do something like that? Of course, the answer is no. You wouldn't do that. So then why would you do this with your health care? So we do present both options and advise you according to your situation.
And it's a simple analogy, but it's very apropos, and it helps people, myself included, to understand the differences in the two options,
the two main options. Yes. So generally speaking, Medicare supplement plans are for people who have health problems, people who are worry or are fearful. Medicare Advantage plans are for people who are healthy and are okay with a little more risk. We present the information on both plans. And for us, it really doesn't matter which one you choose. But what does matter is that they make an educated choice and understand the differences so that they can make that informed decision on their health care. This is one of the most important decisions at post 65 is your health care.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely. And I think that it's important too that not only do the people have the options, but they have the availability of the options from Larry and you, from, because you're not just pushing one.
No.
You offer them both.
And there are some.
And it makes no difference to you which is chosen, as long as it's the right one.
That is correct. That is our key role right there, is to educate and help people. Many times we'll talk with people who have Medicare supplement plans, and they were never shown that Advantage plan or ever had it explained to them. We have many clients who are paying upwards, I'm not kidding, upwards of $9,000 for both the husband and the wife for their premiums per year. And they were healthy people. They're healthy. They're never seeing a doctor or not seeing a doctor more than once a year or very minimal. So they're paying for all these services, but they're not using them. I had a particular couple in their 80s. I showed them the Medicare Advantage plan. They had no idea that this thing existed. They didn't know how it worked. No one ever explained it to them. They jumped away at 80-something years old. They couldn't get away from the supplement quick enough. They went on to an Advantage plan and saved them $9,000 a year. I don't know, you know, at any age, who has $9,000 to throw away if they don't need those services. But certainly a person in their 80s whose earning capacity is at its lowest can't afford to throw out $9,000. So the problem is that their premium became more than the max out of pocket on an Advantage plan. So the supplement starts out low, Jerry, but it only goes up every year. And eventually the client literally becomes insurance poor and they need help. So that's where we come in and advise them. It's, again, not something for everybody, but if they come to us and they don't know the differences or healthy people, then it would be appropriate for them. So again, everyone's different. And our objective is to educate the client.
But a lot of folks are on a fixed income, and that makes all the difference in the world.
It certainly does. And even aside from that, fixed or not fixed, $9,000 is a lot of money.
Yeah, it's the difference between eating ramen and a real meal.
Do I turn the heat up or do I buy groceries? Do I pay the rent or do I pay my health care? Mm-hmm. So it's a very critical point for some of these people to make that decision and change over.
Is anybody limited as far as who they see for a provider?
They are. Well, we hear that where I can, well, yeah, but if I go on to an Advantage, I can only see certain doctors. No, that's not true. There are plenty of Advantage plans that are PPOs, which means you can see any doctor who accepts Medicare. I know we've only talked for a short time, but we've just scratched the surface on what we cover with our free webinars. And so we have some coming up, Jerry. I don't know if you...
Well, who should go?
Well, anyone who needs Medicare, of course.
Good way to open that one up.
Thank you. Anyone turning 65, already have a plan, but aren't sure if they're on the right plan. Anyone looking for health insurance options. Many have said to us, I wish I could retire, but I need the health insurance. I think we've all heard that. Mm-hmm. I hear it all the time. But we offer options with Obamacare. We also cover Social Security options. There are so many rules that apply, and we help people. We help educate people so that they don't end up with penalties of when to collect or how to collect. So, it's very, very serious discussions. It's packed with a lot of information. It's a brief overview, actually, but it's still packed with a lot of information. after we're done with the webinar, if people would like to call us, they give us permission to call, and then we follow up with them.
And as a suggestion, if you don't feel comfortable just doing it on your own, perhaps invite your adult kids to sit in with you, and maybe they can offer some insight.
Well, and
questions that...
Correct. And again, we all know of somebody. We have aunts, uncles, friends, parents, etc. that this applies to. So I encourage family members to be involved with this because if something happens to you and you're incapacitated, who's going to be your advocate? Who's going to know your health insurance policy or how your health plan works? So yeah, I encourage everyone to come, family members, especially husbands and wives for Medicare. But with the Obamacare, a lot of people are losing their coverage because of COVID. Maybe their jobs have been eliminated and whatnot. Retirement is early for some, so we encourage them to come and talk to us.
So what are the webinars coming up?
Oh, they're coming up quick. We have one actually this coming Tuesday.
That's quick.
It is. I said it was quick. 3:30 and 6 o'clock. We give you a couple of options there. They can register online at Gable, GOEBELINS.com, or they can call our office at 920-921-7526. The webinars are free, F-R-E-E. Okay, so we talk about Medicare, Obamacare, and maximizing Social Security. Very important topics. So we have a number of them coming up. We have them scheduled for, of course, I said this Tuesday. We've got February, March, and April out there. We actually have them scheduled for the whole year, but those are the most current ones coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how long do they last?
They last about an hour and a half. Larry does his presentation on a few things. Generally speaking, Bree will take over a portion of it when she's on. I'm not sure what part she takes on. She is an advisor for Medicare and Obamacare, so sometimes she'll take over both of those. But Larry actually leads us. He will introduce himself, introduce us. He does the Social Security portion because that's very, very complicated, more complicated than anyone can imagine. But oftentimes, Bree and I will do the Medicare portion of it. So people get to know us, get to hear our voice. There's a chat box asking questions. We answer those questions as we go. So it's a great opportunity for people to ask the questions, and there is no dumb question. We hear that all the time. I know this is a dumb question. There is no such thing.
No, there aren't. The ones that you don't ask are.
That's correct.
And then you don't get the answer and the right information. Kathy Steffes, thanks so much for joining us. And again, the next webinar is coming up on the 19th.
Correct, so at 3:30 and 6.
Call and email, or go online and get yourself registered and get some information and know the facts.
Thank you so much.
All right, see you down the road. Drive safely on the way home. And thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Insurance Smart. KFIZ News Time coming up on 8 o'clock. We're at 35 degrees, and that's about as warm as we're going to get today. KFIZ News Time is 8 o'clock. News Talk 1450, KFIZ in Fond du Lac.
Venting over vaccine. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Several of the nation's